Hello. On this podcast, I wanted to briefly talk about upper respiratory tract infections, probably the most common infection we're going to see during the fall and winter this year, a little bit about the symptoms and what you do for it. So upper respiratory tract infections, that's sort of the generic term doctors use to describe sore throats, coughs, sinus congestion, and maybe some mucus production from the chest. Typically, these kind of infections occur in a sporadic form throughout the year, but generally we see a lot of it in the fall and particularly in the winter. This is not the flu. The flu is characterized by very high temperatures, very achy muscles, and just a general feeling of terrible health. But upper respiratory infections, tract infections, tend to be much more mild, but they do knock you down, make you feel crummy. Typically their symptoms include sore throat, mild cough, congested chest, sinus congestion, sinus drainage, maybe some ear pressure. There could be a little bit of a low-grade fever, maybe going up to about 100 degrees, and typically this will last for a few days. We don't get excited about this, don't recommend you require any kind of antibiotic treatment for this, and in fact, we like to avoid antibiotics for these kind of infections because we know that they're generally viruses. Viruses come around in the fall and winter time. They occur in these sort of little mini epidemics in town, and antibiotics will not help the body rid itself of these infections. So for the first few days, the real goal is just to try and control symptoms and also control the spread. So what do you do? Number one, for symptom control, I recommend either something like Tylenol, Advil, or Aleve, whichever you choose and prefer. And that can be used a few times during the day just to help you feel better, get rid of some ache and pain, get rid of some sense of fatigue, and help with low-grade fever. That's number one. Number two, usually you need something for congestion and drainage. And on that front, two medicines in particular are my preference. One is Sudafed, and that's Sudafed, the little red pill that you have to sign for behind the counter here in Arizona. That's my favorite medicine for generally for congestion and drainage. Good for the daytime because it tends to keep people up as opposed to putting them asleep. And it's very well tolerated, even with people with high blood pressure. Not a worry about that. So do feel free to use Sudafed. It's a little red 30 milligram tablet. And you do have to sign for it at the pharmacy and show them your Arizona driver's license. The next medicine I suggest for congestion would be something like chlortrimeton. This is a drying antihistamine, and it comes in two doses, 4 and 12 milligrams. I recommend the 4 milligram. I really like patients to take that at night because it tends to make them a little drowsy, but it's very nice for congestion and drainage. It'll help you get a good night's rest. Alternatively, some people might like something like a Tylenol PM, which has Benadryl in it, in addition to Tylenol. That's a real good choice, or Advil PM. Those are great choices at night for congestion drainage and just to make you feel generally better. Additional choices for congestion and drainage, I also like the Triaminic products, particularly the Triaminic Nighttime Cough and Cold, and that is a good product for the nighttime. As far as when to call or when to be seen, usually if you have this lingering for 3, 4, even 5 days, no concerns, and that's pretty typical. But if it goes on and lasts, 7 days, 10 days, if you get a lot of discolored mucus from your sinuses after that period of time, yellow stuff generally is indicative of bacterial infection, but not definitive, but it suggests it. Then it might be worthwhile either to come in or give a call, and we'll get you some antibiotics. Generally speaking, a general antibiotic, a Z-Pak or an amoxicillin or Keflex or Augmentin will be a good choice here, and we'll just take care of any kind of bacterial superinfection. Basically, it's a secondary infection or infection that comes on after your body has been sort of knocked down for several days, and that can help finally let your body clear it up. Of course, always a good idea to get some rest. Make sure you're washing your hands a lot, and as you know, around here, we like to give out the chicken soup, and I'm a big fan of that. So take care of yourself. Be good to yourself when you're not feeling well. Rest up as best you can, and try those few simple items that can help you get through your upper respiratory tract infection this time of year. And hopefully that's helpful to you. All right. Bye now.